Hi everyone, my name is Matt. I'm the Youth and Family Pastor at Cornerstone Church in Marshfield. I'm here today with your Cornerstone Connection, a daily devotional. Well, if you have your Bibles, why don't you make your way to the book of Proverbs, and you can go to chapter 27, and then I want you to find verse 17. That's where we're going to camp out today. In Proverbs 27, verse 17, here's what the writer of Proverbs says. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. I want you to consider that illustration, that picture in your mind. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. I was so excited that today's Bible reading plan, that we're in Proverbs chapter 27, and that I was going to get to share verse 17. And here's why. Because this verse was an instrumental verse for me as I began my walk with Jesus now 17 years ago, back in college at UW Stevens Point. And when I read this verse, that as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another, there's special people in my life that were in my life back then that helped sharpen me, that helped me begin a walk with Jesus and also follow Jesus for a lifetime. I think of men like Neil, and I think of men like Justin and Heath and Jason and Darren and Bob and countless other guys who were in my life that helped me, that walked alongside of me, that encouraged me, that challenged me, that pointed me to Jesus when it was hard for me to point myself to Jesus. And the flip side of that was fun too, because I got to walk alongside them and I got to sharpen them just as they were sharpening me. And here's the beautiful thing about Proverbs 27:17, it's something that I continue to experience today. I get to experience here at Cornerstone with our staff team. There's wonderful men and women that are iron, that help keep me sharp as a follower of Jesus, not just as a pastor, but more importantly, as a follower of Jesus. I think of people in a youth pastor network, youth leader network that I lead on a monthly basis. We come together and we get to share with one another. We get to pray for one another. We get to speak life to one another. We get to challenge one another. This is iron sharpening iron. It's such a blessing. And so the challenge today for each of us is to consider, who do I have in my life? If I'm following Jesus, we certainly don't want to try to follow him alone. This is not a solo sport. We're called to follow Jesus together. And so ask yourself, who is that person in my life, or who are those two or three people in my life that are iron in my life, that are working to sharpen me, and I'm working to sharpen them? Who are those people? Perhaps they're people in your family, but maybe think beyond that as well. Who in your church community are you able to sharpen? They're able to sharpen you. Maybe you're in a small group or a growth group. Are those people that you're able to sharpen, and they're sharpening you? Maybe it's someone you meet with one-on-one on a weekly or monthly basis. And they sharpen you, and you work to sharpen them. Here's the thing. As we follow Jesus, again, this is not something that Jesus has called us to do alone. When he went and he found his 12 disciples, his first close group of friends that were going to follow him most closely over 3 years, it was 12. He didn't just pick one guy and say, okay, this is yours now as I ascend to heaven. No, he passed on the mission to these 12 disciples who walked together and then made more disciples. And as the movement grew, one Christian continued to sharpen another Christian, and that Christian began to sharpen another Christian. And here's the thing. When we come to know Jesus, that's awesome. It's salvation. But the next step is sanctification. We're to continue to grow as followers of Jesus. We are to continue growing as holy, as set apart. We're to image Christ more and more as time goes on. And I'll tell you what, that's really hard to do on your own. We need people in our life. It makes me just think, as I close, I just want to share with you, just recently after our No Regrets Men's Conference, I had a guy in our church that came up to me, and he invited me to a No Regrets group after the conference. And I accepted that invite. And over the past 5 weeks, I've had the opportunity to meet with four other men on a weekly basis. to talk about the things of God, to spend time in God's word, to hear from them and for them to hear from me. I've been sharpened as we meet together. And I'm so grateful for that community. Friends, who is in your community? Who is sharpening you? And who are you sharpening? God has called us to be iron for one another and to sharpen each other so that we may all image Christ, so that Christ may be proclaimed both by our words and also by our actions for his glory and for the good of many. Have a great day, friends. We'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.